Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CBS Sports Radio.
Live from CBS Radio Studios in New York City, it's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring producer Mraz and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
Oh, hey, guys. It's Bogus on this Monday morning here on CBS Sports Radio, the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM 158. I'm here. Greg Caserta is here. EJ's here. Carlos with a 4.25 oinks is here. Intern Brooke is here. Guess who's not here? And I quote, "Bogues, I peed an uncorked one. If I'm not back, start the interview. Next text, almost a situation. ... I'm coming now. Stall, but spelled like Jordan or Eric as S-T-A-A-L.
Happy Monday to you.
Here he is. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Happy Monday to you. Nothing sacred around here. Nope. It's DA. It's Mraz. It's Bogues on the DA show.
It is DA.
Here. Carlos and EJ with us.
I went through that already.
Oh, you did? Good. Okay.
Yeah, you can just go right to the guest if you
all
want.
All right. Last night in Denver, Jamal Murray shot. I'm huffing and puffing from that run. Jamal Murray shot that didn't fall. Ends this game 111-108. The win for the Miami Heat, who steal one in the thin air of Denver. And somebody who's always full of thin air in Denver is our former colleague here many moons ago.
An original cast member
as we look back at 10 years on CBS Sports Radio. That being Brandon Cristal, sports anchor, reporter for KOA and Colorado at BK Denver Sports, where you can find him. BK, what's up, man?
Yeah, the thin air notwithstanding, and maybe that played a factor in game one. It certainly was not an issue because the Heat had been here since Monday, and they came in, like you said, and stole game two. I'm glad you made it back for the segment, though. Mraz, more than we can say for DA. Man, is he milking this kid thing. We've all had kids, and everybody goes back to work.
Don't start. Brandon, he's already fought with a little Debbie's driver. It hasn't been a good 2 weeks here.
Well, who won?
I think DA won, but he'll be back. Put it this way. He's going to work from home the next 2 weeks, and then I think take another 2 weeks. We won't see DA for like 4 weeks, essentially.
You'll see him when the football season kicks off.
Exactly. And that's what I did tell him. I said, don't worry. You're going to be sleeping again by the time football kicks off, because that'll give you that nice 3 to 4 month buffer.
Yeah, maybe. Although, look, we all have kids. I don't think I've slept more than like 4 hours since my 4.5-year-old was born.
Yeah. Like, this is the problem. Yeah. You know him, too. It's like the dude has never met a baby before. He's like, they're always here. They need something. They're crying. They're sleeping. They're awake. I'm asleep. Like, it's like he had no idea what he was in store for.
Exactly, yeah. You know what I heard yesterday? Dad! Dad! All freaking day, okay? Now, that being said, that couldn't have been worse than what Terrell Davis was apparently hearing in the stands. Before we even get to the game, we talked on this a little bit. The celebrity row in Denver, BK, has been very funny. It's basically anybody who's ever played for the Broncos and Nuggets and right. Ken Jeong. Did Terrell Davis fall asleep last night, and how did he end up in like just behind the Heat bench with all the Heat fans?
Well, look, tickets are available where they're available, right? In a regular season, you might see some Heat coaches there, but if there's a free seat available, the Nuggets are trying to sell it, obviously, just like any team any team would. So I'm not sure exactly. I don't think TD was like a guest of Eric Spoelstra's. I guess I could be wrong. I think those are just where his seats happened to be. And he fell asleep like the Nuggets did both to start the game and in the third quarter and even late in the fourth where they obviously let Miami regain control. And so I'm sorry that wasn't entertaining for TD. Yeah, it feels like Nuggets celebrity fanship is a little thin, just like the air out here. And so Ken Jeong, who's taken it upon himself to charter a plane, like he said, and he was watching a Nuggets-Lakers game in L.A., and you're like, okay, well, he's probably a Lakers fan or whatever. He's just there because he's an L.A. celeb. But he came to game one, and you're like, okay, you thought you might see Matt Parker and Trey Stone have been out here because they're reopening the famed Casa Bonita restaurant, but they're from here. So they're from here, and then, yeah, like you mentioned, Russell Wilson, Sean Payton, Peyton Manning. Haven't seen John Elway the first two games. Maybe he'll be at game three, but a lot of Broncos teammates and certainly some Nuggets legends like David Thompson and Alex English were there last night. But it does drop off pretty quickly. And so I think some celebrities are finding an opportunity because Lil Wayne was courtside and with the Pelicans and Zion, not sure what his future is. Maybe Lil Wayne's looking for a new team. We know he was a Packers fan for a long time, although the Aaron Rodgers thing changed that. Maybe he's jumping on the Nuggets train. And then I think Machine Gun Kelly might have been there as well.
So I
think people are looking for an opportunity like, oh, this Denver team could use some celebrity fanship. They could also use a little bit more three-point defense. But, yeah, so it's Ken Jeong. I don't know if Lil Wayne's ready to commit yet, and I'm not sure about Machine Gun Kelly's status, but apparently he was there on the baseline. Then we're now at the end of the Nuggets celebrity thing.
So we're sitting here Friday morning after game one, all sorts of impressed by the way the Nuggets played and wondering just how long the Heat could keep this series alive. Now they've won game two. How surprised were you, 1-10, that they were able to actually get that win last night and even the series?
I guess surprised because it seems like the Nuggets are a better team top to bottom, right? And you're like, well, there's no way that Kevin Love and Cody Zeller can be the different size-wise to make up for the lack of size with the way Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon were able to use their size, knowing that Nikola Jokic was going to control the game in so many ways at his size. But Kevin Love and Cody Zeller were almost enough. And then, look, the biggest thing was the Heat, who missed a bunch of open looks, they made 17 of 35 threes. So they're already the best three-point shooting team in the playoffs at around 39 or right at 39.0% going into the series. They shot poorly in game one. Well, they shoot almost 50%, right? I think it was 48.9 if you do the math on 17 of 35. Which thankfully someone else smarter than me did that math. And the Nuggets, who were right behind the Heat at 38.6, shot just about there at 11 for 28. So if the Nuggets make one more three, including that Jamal Murray one, it's tied. If they make two more, they win. But, you know, Nikola Jokic still does what he's able to do. He scores 41, just 4 assists. And people were asking, oh, was that because they took his passing away? No, his team didn't make a couple more shots, and there were a few turnovers in there as well, but he still was setting them up and was able to score when given the opportunity. But the Heat are a resilient bunch, and that's obviously the reason that they're here is because they just won't go away. And so now they have regained home court advantage, so the Nuggets, if they want to take it back, will have to go steal a game in Miami. But Michael Malone actually talked about this after the first game. He's like, we didn't play great, and so I asked him off the top of the presser last night, why didn't the starters, contribute more? And he's like, that's not what we're talking about. Let's talk about the effort. Our team's lack of effort is the reason we lost. We came out flat in the first, came out flat in the third, and we just, didn't wrestle away control. Although they were up 15 at one point.
Yeah.
They didn't keep their foot on the gas.
That's why I have a problem with the effort stuff from Michael Malone. It felt like the effort not there when they completely turned it on and shifted. I think last night was more about the Heat making shots. But you just alluded to the Jokic, assisting, and obviously it's just popped up in front of our screen. They are 0 for their last 9 when Jokic has 4 or less assists, and they're 0-3 in the playoffs when Jokic scores 40 or more points. So if that's the case and they need, basically other guys to hit shots, you can't be relying on Jokic to go for 40, who do you think specifically on Denver needed to step up more or less than it needs to step up going forward to make sure we balance out the scoring a little bit to make sure Denver gets these last 3 wins?
These are obvious answers, but Jamal Murray is 18. I don't say felt thin because he obviously made some big shots late, but he was rough early.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, there's a couple things that he has done that have aggravated me. If you want to be a superstar, you have to do all the things, and that means including coming to play in every finals game. And I understand Jimmy Butler only had 13 in game one, but I think there was some extenuating circumstances. But Jamal Murray is probably at the very top of the list of best players to not make an All-Star game. And if he continues to play the way he's played most of the playoffs, he likely will be an All-Star next year or very soon and multiple times over. But he didn't look like an All-Star most of that game, and so he has to be more than 18 points. I know he had a game-high 10 assists too, but he's got to be a 23 to 28-point score in every finals game and obviously go above that when the opportunity calls for it. So, you know, that's obvious. But Michael Porter Jr. makes $30 million a year. And I understand there's concerns about his back because there always are going to be. And right, we don't know anyone that used to have back problems. Yeah. So I don't know how he lives up to this contract. But when you're making $31 or $33 million, whatever it is, you can't have 5 points. You can't have 6 rebounds. You know, 14 points was still under what the sports books had him for his over-under in game one at, you know, 15, 15 and a half. But he was right there, and he had 13 rebounds. Well, yesterday, just 5 points And, you know, he went 2 of 11 from 3. You thought he'd be better in game 2, just like you thought the Heat would be better, more comfortable in Denver. Michael Porter Jr. has to be able to score more. And then KCP, who's been really good, he gets you just 9. Aaron Gordon, who was obviously able to eat up smaller players early in game 1, only 12. So, and he's a guy that makes over $20 million a year. And as the fourth option, you're expecting a little bit more from. So, look, they didn't get blown out. They lose by 3. That being said, they lose the home court advantage I just mentioned. But it starts with Jamal, because when he's going, that also takes some of the pressure off Nikola, right? He really is their second best player. And then MPJ has to just be, I don't know, double digits. Is that crazy to ask from a guy that's making $30 million? Yeah. It doesn't seem like that big of a chore, but apparently it is.
We got to go back to this thin air here. We need you to give us a science lesson, because we don't understand now how this works for game 5, a potential game 7. Are both teams on equal footing going back to Denver again, that they would both need to get reacclimated, or the Nuggets better at this? How does this work moving forward in the series?
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. Although, let's be honest, you guys watched basketball your whole lives, as have I, and as I think somebody pointed, I can't remember who it was, the Nuggets haven't won 47 straight NBA championships since joining the league from
right,
the NBA, right? So there's a little more to it than just elevation. And the Broncos, who've certainly been good at home at times, lose plenty of games, as do the Avs. And we know the Rockies lose lots of games. So the thin air matters when you want it to matter. I think early in a series, especially or when a team comes in on a back-to-back, and if they're not having played in Utah the night before, which is also pretty high elevation, then I get that to some degree. But these are the best athletes in the world, and they were here for a week. So at the same time, when you live here, you are just more adjusted to it. So a few days in Miami, and they'll head out, I think, tomorrow morning or maybe tomorrow after a walkthrough practice or whatever. Will Denver, you know, Miami may have flown back last night or flying back early this morning. And so they'll be in Miami through Friday night and then back here for game 5 Monday. I think you're going to have to throw that out the window, and it'll be about just health and overall fatigue. But it's easy to make that an excuse, and I think national media was looking for storylines, and so that was one. But when the Patriots came in here for 2 AFC championship games, people didn't ask Tom Brady, hey, how are you going to handle the thin air, right? They asked,
right.
How are you going to handle Von Miller and DeMarcus? What are the two times that happened when the Broncos went to Super Bowls 48 and Super Bowl 50? So, it feels a little lazy to just talk about that to some degree, right? Because as we know, this is the Nuggets' first trip to the finals. So the thin air has obviously been managed by lots of other Denver opponents over the years, mostly the Lakers, who beat the Nuggets every time they play in the playoffs until this season.
You know, BK, we were talking about CBS Sports Radio around 10 years. We haven't seen a New York championship since CBS Sports Radio existed. You are now in back-to-back spring runs between the Avs and Nuggets, and obviously you saw the Broncos and Peyton Manning win one. I'm curious, though, just from the outside perspective, is there as much buzz, more buzz, or less buzz for the Nuggets this run than there were for the Avs last year?
Look, Sean, and you guys know this, and we know what a big – I think you're a Rangers fan, right? Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Look, it's a little different when you're in the Northeast where people grow up playing hockey. I'm not saying people don't – they've got a pretty good youth hockey scene here, but – in general, people don't play – not as many people grow up playing hockey. I grew up in Dallas, and the Stars got there when I was in ninth grade, and it's, you know, caused a big boom for hockey in Texas, for sure. But the point is, it's still just – we know what the numbers are, right? More people just play basketball and understand basketball. The Nuggets have certainly been here longer. Yes, the Avs got here in 96 and won a cup right away with Joe Sakic and Peter Forsberg and Patrick Waugh and Adam Foote. And the hockey fans are big here, and Denver's obviously a big, a big city in terms of growth and people moving here and all of that over the last 20 years. So really good hockey fans, but there's just more casual basketball fans in general. And the Nuggets are clearly the number two team, with the Broncos obviously being number one, and it's a pretty big gap. But there are more Nuggets fans than there are Avs fans, because they're just more basketball fans than there are hockey fans. And the Nuggets, going back to the Denver Rockets days of the ABA and then switching to the Nuggets, have been around for 50 plus years as a franchise. And the fact that they've never made the finals, whereas obviously, like I mentioned, the Avs get here and they win it right away, and then they win it a couple of years later, and they've been, for the most part, pretty good throughout their time here in Denver, dating back to 96. The Nuggets have been good and been in a lot of playoff series, but have never made the finals. So that's why ticket prices have stayed really, really high. If you want to be down low last night or in game one, you were over a grand. Up top was $600 is the cheapest you could find, maybe right around $550 in some corner spots in game one, but more in game two, and it'll be even, I think, pricier in game five if it goes to a game seven. I don't think it will, but if it does, who knows what those tickets will be, because they're thirsting for a championship. Though what's funny, Sean Payton was talking about going to game one last week during the Broncos OTA availability. He's like, I was thinking about it. The Kroenkes, Stan Kroenke and Josh Kroenke, win a championship with the Rams, and then they win with the Avs last year, and now the Nuggets have a great chance. He's like, it's a good time to be a Kroenke. And I'm thinking, well, Stan's worth about $12 billion. Josh's mom, Stan's wife, is also worth about $12 billion. It's probably a good time to be a Kroenke all the time.
Right.
They're just now getting a look at some rings. And Arsenal was right there too for him, close to winning the Premier League, finishing second or whatever. So, yeah, but when you've got billions upon billions, you probably sleep okay. Nonetheless, that's a heck of a run for those guys. And if we get another parade here, if the Nuggets can figure this out, obviously fans around here are going to be pretty excited to celebrate their Nuggets' first ever championship if it comes to pass.
Let me ask you quickly about Russell Wilson. This came up on the show last week. What's his standing with the fans right now? What's the patience level for corny, underperforming Russ at the moment?
It's lukewarm, I guess. There's plenty of people that are trying to do the math on, hey, they can move on from him this year and it would still kind of crush their salary cap next year, but then they would be okay kind of going forward. After that, it's also the idea that, hey, Sean Payton, one, the expectations are so low thanks to Nathaniel Hackett, obviously, and that not working out, and Russ playing as poorly as he did and the team playing as poorly as they did. They were really injured as well. Nonetheless, he wasn't great. So if Sean Payton can't figure it out, there's plenty of people like, fine, just move on and they'll figure out what's next. But you got Sean Payton in the fold, or he'll get back on track and look like the guy that went to the playoffs 9 times in his first 10 years and threw nearly 300 touchdown passes. But it is funny, like, the fan, he's not their guy, right? He's Seattle's guy. So Peyton kind of became Denver's guy also. Russ has certainly not done that yet.
His name is Brandon Cristal, an original producer here at CBS Sports Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at BK Denver Sports. Those great work.
I was the head of weekend programming.
You actually had a real title, unlike Pete the Body Bilotti, who likes to tell everybody he has titles around.
Well, Pete has one. He has a good one now.
Yes, exactly. BK, enjoy the rest of the finals, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Maybe I'll talk to you from a parade, or if not, I'll talk to you from the beach.
See you later, man. Brandon Cristal. Speaking of Denver fans, I got maybe an alarming tweet real quickly.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Let's play good tweet, bad tweet.
Okay.
All right? At Mraz CBS, sick of you trying to attack Denver. I've made up my mind. I'm showing up to Bob's Bar just to whip your fat ass. And if you don't think I have the address, you already sent it to me through my other account, you bozo. I'll see you then. Good tweet, bad tweet, folks.
That's a bad tweet.
EJ, good tweet, bad tweet.
Bad tweet. Get that UFC fighter ready.
Yeah. Carlos, good tweet, bad tweet.
Bad tweet. I don't want to see you get hurt.
Well, here's what's bad tweet. It's not about getting hurt, because usually these keyboard tough guys are anything but tough. When did I attack Denver? I've actually been very pro-Denver.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I was very confused from the beginning.
I've been actually, if you're a Heat fan waking up today listening to the show, you might feel like, wow, you're really going everywhere to not give us credit. I made a point of saying, look at everything it took and still.
I mean, the only anti-Denver thing we said this morning was me saying there were tweets about a lack of Denver music to play Bumping to Break.
Yeah.
Which is not about, I mean, it's not a knock on Denver.
And
it might even be a wrong tweet. That might have been a bad tweet.
And I also basically just told BK how I'm jealous that they had the Avalanche last year and the Nuggets. You could even pick which ones had more buzz.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, I mean, Monty, nonsense. Also, I mean, if I sent you an address, I don't think I did that. Unless you caught me at a time after a couple Modellos. Maybe it's just a troll tweet. I don't know. Either way, get lost. Honestly, now, Zach Gelb, don't park his car. How about that? And by the way, if you have the time and money to suddenly on a whim fly to Bob's Bar.
To beat you up.
Right. Get lost. All right. When we come back, we are going to be stunned to a news. Plus, we have a new intern in here. Let's meet her. Introduce her to the audience as well. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Really, I was trying to feed Raz his healthiest meal in years. Raz. You heard me wrong?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio on this Magic Monday. It's Bogus. It's me, Mraz, here with Carlos with a K. EJ Stewart, Pete the Body due back tomorrow. DA due back tomorrow. Gang's all back. So we're starting the summer here, right? The Bob's Bar Show's coming our way in a week and a half almost. Friday, June 16th. Carlos will not be attending, sadly for
him.
I
will not.
He will not be. But as part of the summer, we welcome back like we did last year. Remember, our listeners fell in love with intern Amanda. Amanda's still around. She's doing some shifts here, working her way up the ladder. It's great to have Amanda as part of CBS Sports Radio and WFAN here locally. This morning, I was greeted to a happy face. And you could tell right off the bat, usually the sign of a good intern. Too nervous to say anything, just looking straight ahead at a seat, hoping somebody acknowledges their presence because they're trying not to overstep themselves. And I'm like, I don't know this person. I am not sure who this person is. And she was here bright and early before any of us on the show, mind you, I think.
Right. And it's probably worth pointing out, just so she gets the lay of the land, yeah. And it should be obvious to us. Did anyone tell any of us?
Yeah, I got an email.
Oh,
and
okay.
To be fair, I was coming off the weekend. One of my kids was, hey, you know, dad life all weekend. And more excuses for me. I totally blanked and forgot. And then it clipped me. She's like, that's right. Okay.
So someone told the most irresponsible of the group that there was an intern coming
actually,
in.
Real
hard hat guy.
Actually, we were all on an email list.
For whom? I guarantee you I didn't get this email.
No, you're right. You did. It was me and Pete were the only ones on the show.
So Pete's not here.
Yeah.
And you're you're younger than an intern based on like mental and emotional age.
Oh, please see the attached schedule details with whom and when our summer interns are working and their names. And I believe there's two summer interns. But anyway, we welcome in our intern we're going to have every Monday. Her name is Brooke Stewart.
Yes.
All right. Brooke Stewart. Hello, Brooke.
Yes,
welcome
hi.
Aboard.
Thank you.
All right. So, Brooke, where do you go to school?
I go to Rutgers.
All right, she's a Big Ten girl, Bogues.
Yeah.
Scarlet Knights.
Scarlet Knights. And you're from New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay.
Which does not have a city called Bloomingdale's, as we learned during the break.
I think it does. No, I think it's a Bloomingdale, New Jersey.
I don't think
I feel like
it does.
It's Bloomfield.
Okay, and you are how old?
I'm 20.
20 years old. Can you
Leave
believe that, EJ?
Brooke, you're fired.
EJ, we're getting so old in this business that there's 20-year-olds working their way in.
The two of you should shut up how old things are. I'm actually old enough to be your dad. Well, neither one of you are. So
we're trying to protect you, Bogue. Me.
When Kevin Wall said I was like, remember he said I was like ancient?
We were, Brooke, this might shock you. We were young and interns all at one point here, okay? And luckily enough to get employment. So you're here. You're at CBS Sports Radio doing shifts at WFAN. Sports fan, not a sports fan. It's no pressure
if
you're
a sports fan.
You
yeah.
are. Okay. Teams?
Yankees.
Okay. That
Jets.
It? Oh, boy.
Got an Aaron Rodgers girl over here.
Big giant house here. Okay.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you also hate fences now that Aaron Judge has been hurt?
I guess so.
Okay.
Okay. So what's your goal? What do you mean? Are you majoring for broadcasting?
I'm majoring in communications.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the Brooke Stewart life goal right now?
Right now, I'm pretty young, so
that's fine.
I want to learn as much as I can, and
that's the smart answer. Yeah. That is the smart answer.
She wants to buy alcohol legally. She's a very
yeah, that's a good point. You should not have your goals. Life carved out when you're 20 years old, but that's the right thing. Learn, do all of that. So we made a lot of jokes about Pete, who works on the show. He's usually in EJ's chair. I'm usually in Carlos's chair. Bogus is usually in Greg Caserta's chair. And it's a whole shuffling. You'll get used to it as it comes along. But Pete the Body, we call him the Body, it's his nickname, he trains a lot of the people behind the scenes. And his training methods, let's just say for some of us who observed the training, have left a lot to be desired. So this is us, full disclosure, telling you. If you feel confused the next couple weeks when you start to really, learn our engineering and all this other stuff, you really don't get scared off by Pete's techniques. Come to us, confide in us. We will take care of you, Brooke, okay?
Nod and smile at Pete, and then come talk to us, and we'll give you the actual things to know and care about.
Now, as an intern, what's your mindset? Are you above coffee runs?
I don't think we're allowed to ask that anymore.
Are we not?
I don't think so. No,
I mean,
we're
not going to ask. Do it for you guys.
We're not going to ask you to do that. I just wanted to see if the do it all was there. No. Believe me, I'm not.
Here's our first problem, Brooke. Yeah. There actually is a Bloomingdale, New Jersey.
Told you. I know somebody. It's northern New Jersey.
That. It must be southern.
Southern. It's northern New Jersey. I know where I go.
Yeah. No, it's
there's a Krispy Kreme on the way
west of
that's
Wayne.
That's how you know it exactly. Yeah.
And by the way, follow up, good point. We're the only morning show in America where nobody drinks coffee, so you're gonna be fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, none of us
I have
coffee.
My second coffee
like
in my
coffee.
Hand right now.
Oh, well, me, Pete, and DA don't drink coffee. I like coffee, she says.
I like coffee.
I like coffee. So that's it. Baseball, football. That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Much.
So no, I figured maybe a Devil fan or something. No hockey for Brooke.
Not really. No.
Okay.
If anything, it's Rangers.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you doing the college radio thing or the newspaper at Rutgers? What do you do there?
No, I'm in a sorority. Yeah, Phi Sig.
Wow. How about that?
All right.
Now, Brooke's got the life. Sorority, I'll figure out my life. In the meantime, I'll come take lessons from Pete. Is there a starker? Look, come home from Pete telling you to get advanced analytics and go into your sorority house? You talk about different worlds.
It's good to have balance.
Yes.
To have all your fun in your sorority, then come here and have Pete slap you in the face with real life nonsense. Bring you right back down to earth. Things are going great. Great parties this weekend. You got friends, whatever.
It's a good time.
Here's Pete.
It's a good time. Well, Brooke, we are happy to have you this summer. Seriously.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Anything you need, an ear, anything, Carlos is definitely not going to help you. So just ask me and Bogues. We are fine, and let's have some fun this summer, and we'll get you to kind of learn the business, all right?
Thank you.
All right. There's Brooke Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, all summer long. Now, somebody who, probably would be worse at Brooke and his job in about 10 years is Greg Caserta, who's here on updates. He's squinting at a computer really
hard. He looks very, he had his phone out angrily.
Yeah, did you age 10 years in the last hour?
His mic isn't on. Now we've got to turn his mic on because we turned Brooke's on for her, right?
No, because nothing is working in our newsroom.
Look at that, by the way. You see that? Nobody told Brooke how to walk out quietly and get out. She did it like a pro.
Of course she did.
She's got this.
Well, she learned how to walk at an early age, like everybody here.
I meant, though, you could clumsily fall all over the place.
I can't find my script because everything keeps getting reset in the newsroom.
What is going on here?
Burley's not working, so I have to keep opening up new scripts. And now,
why don't you just print one old school?
Well, I got to play sound.
Yeah. So we've surprisingly gone a long time using the same things over and over again without them falling apart. But now it seems we've reached the expiration date on everything at the same time.
It's like the New York City subways.
10-year anniversary. That's
yeah, our roads are crumbling. We need everything to be repaved. Yep. We need infrastructure money.
I'm going to try one more thing. Otherwise, there's just going to be no sound in this update.
We've got computers that can print, but they can't connect to the internet. Therefore, there's nothing to print.
Right.
The ones that can be on the internet can't print.
Correct.
We have audio equipment that can't edit audio. This is a remarkable place.
It is a remarkable place.
I hate it here.
So, Greg, I'm just going to tell you, you could also print it and then just have the sound in general, and then you know you're fine. You want to go back out and contain yourself? Me and Bogues can talk a little more. We don't have to go to you this early.
And we're allowed to restart things. If you want to leave and then come back in.
I got plenty of tweets
to read. Take it from the top.
Right, hold on.
Stand by.
Hold on.
All right, Curtis tweets in, that's a solid bacon, my guy. Mraz, the gauntlet has been thrown down. Okay. All right. Kevin tweets in, better tell the intern that Pete mislabels everything in the computer on purpose.
Yeah, she's well aware.
She's getting that.
All right, boys. I'm good.
Comeback Kid says, shout out to Greg Caserta for the follow on the gram. Mraz and Andrew Bogus, she's one of the best out there and deserves a raise. All right, first of all, if you think I have control over Greg Caserta's pay, you're giving me far too credit. Also, Greg, you're just following random listeners on Instagram.
No, so I followed this guy because I didn't know who it was at first. I think it's a buddy of my brother's that he grew up with.
Oh, so you have a ringer in here tweeting at us.
Yeah.
All right.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Dan, get lost. All right, what do we got, Greg?
Oh, it was quick. The NBA Finals have been as exciting as the new American Gladiators documentary that just came out. The Nuggets were 12 minutes away from
that could not be more of an inside joke.
The Nuggets were 12 minutes away from a commanding 2-0 series lead as they started the fourth quarter with an 8-point advantage. But Miami started cooking and outscored them 36-25 to send the series home tied 1-1 after a 111-108 win. Jimmy Butler battled after a slow start to finish with 21 points and 9 assists.
I just think nobody cares on our team. We're not worried about what anybody thinks. We're so focused in on what we do well and who we are as a group that at the end of the day, that's what we fall back on. Make or miss shots, we're going to be who we are because we're not worried about anybody else. It's how it's been all year long, and that's not going to change. So that's what I think it is.
How?
I think it's the I don't give a damn factor.
Where are they rolling on this? I don't
understand.
I know
exactly where these guys are getting them from.
Where?
It's from YouTube. It's the House of Highlights page. And what happens is you think it's a press conference, and then they just roll a random highlight underneath whoever's talking.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been NBA TV as well.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I get that happens there, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Who watches highlights like that?
No, this is the post-game coverage. Like, as Jimmy Butler's talking, they're just rolling game highlights.
With the sound, though?
It's not on the tape op. It's on the broadcast itself.
Well, but so here's the thing. And we're going to go deep dive here.
I don't get it.
This is a training point. If they would let us train everyone properly here, is that you can't use that audio.
Correct.
Right. When there's B-roll underneath a clip like that, that clip becomes unusable. So if you want it, you got to go find the raw feed to get it without any other noise behind it.
Which is usually on the team websites, by the way. You just have to wait a little bit and be patient.
So here's a lesson for Brooke right away, because probably she's going to be doing this. This is Radio 101. When you've got other audio like that underneath somebody talking, you can't use it.
You got that, Brooke? All right, she's got it.
All right, good.
Good.
Done one thing Brooke today.
So I'm glad, by the way, we waited an hour and a half for Greg to find the clip we couldn't use.
Yep.
Butler let his play do the talking and saved his best barking for his post-game presser.
Well, you know, it's only four of you guys, and you only have one shot left in here, you know? Mm. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Mine's bigger than yours, right? It's not fair. How about if I show you what it's like to be a victim like this guy?
That's from Steven Seagal's 1990 Tour de Force, Hard to Kill. I promised you Seagal, you got Seagal.
I think everyone knew that.
The Nuggets apparently have a guy named Christian Braun, and he said this letdown is exactly what they needed.
You don't
label this Braun.
No, it's
how you
spell it.
Because of effort, and that's what we did. So, we know we got to fix, and it might be the punch in the mouth we need. I mean, this is serious for a reason. We don't lose, one game, and you got to come back. The next game, we'll perform better. We messed up some switches. We messed up a lot of things that are controllable. We know that That's not who we are. We'll get it back next
Is he talking or not?
A couple days.
There's no highlights.
Probably one of the worst games we've played all playoffs, or worst games we've played in a long time. So we're going to bounce back. We know that. We're really confident in our guys and what we have.
So this is where D would apologize for audio quality, but I'll also point out that this is my favorite new game is Greg meets the NBA. It was Max Strauss last week, and now it's Christian Braun. We know how it's spelled. For some reason, he says it Brown. Brown.
And the only reason I would say you maybe should know him is he was a monster as part of Kansas's national championship team just a year ago, including defending the final shot, and he was like credited with his defense. And in game one, Jeff Van Gundy called him out for not having to dive on the floor, and it was like a viral moment.
What can Brown do for you, Sean?
There it is.
Boom. Exactly. Strap in, kids. Ian Rappaport is back on the morning beat, reporting in the last hour that the Bills gave former Rams pass rusher Leonard Floyd a one-year deal after he had nine sacks last season.
Floyd went blue. I would have thought he would have been Pink Floyd.
Bingo. He'll pair up with former teammate Von Miller, who feels he'll be ready for week one, despite a torn ACL that knocked him out during their Thanksgiving game last season. In other news, the Bills are breaking ground on their new stadium at the top of the hour.
Are they really?
Yes.
I actually didn't realize that that was official.
Me either.
I think I knew like they settled on rent. I didn't know like we were fully going through with this. No dome either, huh?
It's happening.
Wow.
Some sad news to report, and that is the death of 85-year-old Norma Hunt, the wife of late Kansas City Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt. She attended all 57 Super Bowls, including this year's when the Chiefs won their third. They also won three AFL championships in the 60s before the merger. Baseball three-time World Series champion Roger Craig also passed away yesterday at 93 years old. He managed the Giants and Padres for parts of 10 seasons following a 12-year career pitching for five different teams. He also held the distinction of starting both the last game in Brooklyn Dodgers history and the first game in New York Mets history. Speaking of those Mets, yesterday, Kind Sir hosted the Mets postgame show following a 6-4 loss to the Blue Jays, but Pete Alonso added to his major league leading total with his 21st home run.
The 0-1, line in the air to left, pretty deep. Back goes Merrifield, onto the track, looks up. It is gone, a home run. It hit over the orange stripe. The ball is thrown in by Merrifield. Alonso slides unnecessarily into second because that ball, even to the naked eye, looked like it clearly hit above the orange line. A home run for Alonso.
Another milestone for Alonso on the Mets radio network. His 72nd home run at Citi Field passes Lucas Duda for the most inside that ballpark since it opened in 2009.
Wow, Lucas Duda had that. May I for 90 seconds, Met fans?
Okay.
May you what? Saturday, the Mets did their Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And two of their broadcasters, Gary Cohn and Howie Rose, got in. Great moment for them. Who were the players that got in?
Howard Johnson and Al Leiter.
And Al Leiter, right. Okay. Now, I don't have a problem with Team Hall of Fames, nor do I have a problem with those four getting in the Met Hall of Fame. My problem is with Met fans. Several shots, and that was beginning. There's nobody in the crowd.
Yeah, disappointed as well. And the ceremony ran longer than it was supposed to.
Yeah.
So it went past the scheduled first pitch. So even if you were late, you should have been in your seat by the end of that. Now, the only thing I could say in defense is Citi Field is built for you to not be in your seat. So
yeah, the game was around.
Yeah, the game was eventually filled. So people might have been standing along the concourse of the main level,
drinking,
that,
having a good time,
then
pre-game.
Being at their seats. And there's a big open space in center field behind the center field scoreboard. So my guess is people were just not sitting, but it did not look good on TV.
Yeah, but also look, and I get it. There's a million things to do at a stadium. Even if that was the case, somebody's got to step up like ahead of time. And be like, please be. It's almost rude to the people getting in.
Yeah, I mean they did all throughout the week. And on social media, on the broadcast, they gave you the schedule of when things were going to start. Please be in your seat.
Yeah.
People should have been walking around asking you to go sit down, too.
And this is not a Met fan thing. This is actually, I think, a sport fan thing where we've gotten over ceremonies. I will tell you, I've gone to Yankees Old Timers Day over the years, and it's amazing the more and more I've gone, the less and less people are there and then still are just packed for the actual game. To me, why do you have tickets to that game if you're not going to that special a moment pregame? We're just so consumed with just getting bombed with beers pregame that we put off the actual, like, cool moments.
Yeah, and because, like, you know this. You don't have to be in your seat anymore. That used to be the only place where you could see things.
I know, but
now
still,
you can see from a lot of places.
Can anybody not be rude, though? I mean, you're looking at you can't see the concourses. If you're any of these guys speaking, you're just looking at empty seats.
Yeah.
I think it's not right. And then, look, the Mets are not alone. This is a generational thing. I don't know. Something I noticed I thought was ridiculous. If you have tickets, no matter where you are to a number retirement, a Hall of Fame ceremony, anything, the right thing to do for these athletes, broadcasters, whatever, be in your seat for the 15 minutes, 20 minutes it takes, please.
But to be honest, though, like, I'm a millennial and I'm going to throw us under the bus. Like, we don't think anything started before 1990. So I just think that the appreciation for Howard Johnson or an Al Leiter just isn't there.
So I agree with that, but then at the same time, doesn't that feel like that's a weird one to have tickets to then?
People want the clout. They want to say, oh, I was at Mets Hall of Fame day, bro.
Right. Okay.
And then, like, and then you say, well, were you in your seat? Oh, no, I was, you know, at K's Corner getting hammered. Like, that's the thing.
I guess.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, you can stand there.
Right. I mean,
you can stand all along the third base and first base lines into the outfield and see on the field. You can stand behind center field. There's a huge screen with audio. So, like, you can be there minus the, as you said, like, the respect of actually being in your seat watching from the normal spot, but you can also fully partake and be part of it standing somewhere else where I can't see you on TV.
Yeah, I mean, your beers taste the same if you're sitting in your seat or if you're not.
We have time to get stunned?
Yeah! Yeah! Go on now, get!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
A winning combo on Stunned to a News. If it comes from Florida and it has to do with bad criminals, then it's the perfect story. A robbery suspect was caught on surveillance video wearing a cardboard box over his head while stealing phones from a store in Florida, but he briefly dropped the box long enough for his disguise to be removed. The owner of iRepair Tech, located in Miami Gardens, shared footage with NBC6, which happened in the early morning hours on Saturday. The footage shows the unidentified man smashing glass displays and stealing phones while sporting the box over his face. Mm-hmm. He briefly removed it at one point as he rummaged through the store's merchandise. 19 phones were stolen, $8,000 in cash. And eventually, the thief was found in that same plaza drinking with buddies at a nearby liquor store, which led to his arrest by Miami Gardens police later that day. We do not have the suspect's name, but he didn't stray too far from the crime and was nabbed just a few hours later.
First of all, terrible disguise to have a box.
It's the worst mask anybody could come up with.
Yeah, terrible disguise. And come on, that just, it's almost like they'll never think it's me if I stay here and drink. Why would I stay here?
It's the Carmen Sandiego School of Crime.
Exactly.
And he didn't take the box off to use it to hold his loot?
No. It was, so you could see the video, he briefly lifts it up because he's trying to grab cell phones, and I guess it was getting in the way. So on the surveillance video, you see his face full on.
Did he have eye holes in the box? Like, how was he getting through?
I'm assuming that there were eye holes in there, yeah.
But if on a box, they're never properly aligned, an eye hole. You ever do like a, that bag over my head that year the Giants were bad?
Yeah, one's bigger than the other.
Yeah, you can't get it right.
No. And I wish that you could tack on time in jail for idiocy.
Stupidity should be a crime. I'm completely with you.
Not the initial crime, but it can be an add-on. Like, you can't just go to jail for being stupid, but if you do something wrong and you were stupid while committing that crime, that should be 5 more years.
Instead of a crime for evading police, a crime for making it too easy for police. That is
I'm
crime.
Also saying,
I wanted to do my job.
I'm also thinking that store is a front for something. $8,000 cash in, like, a random, isolated
Miami,
phone
right?
store. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of cash
and
to
I'm
be carrying
this
around.
This is not like a company phone store.
No,
this
it's called iRepair. Yeah, something like that.
A lot of guys named Diego going to the back.
There's some sketchy stuff going on. Yeah, iRepair Tech.
Yeah. It's not iRepair. It's phone repair.
That too.
855-212. Thank you, Greg. 4227. The number again is 855-212-4CBS. All right, we come back. The Morant you know. Is it only going to be a half-year suspension for Ja? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're preventing people from doing 45 seconds and then it makes them feel good for no reason because you don't like it. It's so selfish and immature.
Play the game and come up with your own form.
No,
to share your
leave
scores.
Us alone.
Twitter is everybody's form.
Leave us alone.
I'm not going to leave you alone.
I know. Which is why you're a horrible person.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The famous Wordle debate. By the way, today's Wordle day today was a word I've never even heard of. Just for anybody who's wondering.
There you go.
I didn't know people were still playing that.
Yeah, Sean is the one who hated it.
It's a good brain buster every morning.
He's the one still playing it.
No. I hated people sharing their scores on Twitter because it's worthless. Worthless Shrek.
So you shared it on the radio instead.
It's different. I got it in 6 tries. I got it in 4 tries. I got it in 2 tries. I'm so smart. It lost. By the way, I got an amazing tweet from Mike W. Steelers. You ready for this one, Bo?
Yes.
We were wondering, where is DA? We haven't heard from him the past week.
I got this too, and I was wondering who the we was in this sentence.
Does he mean listeners? And have we not mentioned DA, who, by the way, has been on the show now twice since he's had the baby?
Right.
Having a baby, he didn't have the baby, but, you know, his wife had a baby. Have we not mentioned this enough over the last 2 weeks?
Well, he had something to do with it.
No, but I'm saying, like, even if you don't listen to every hour of the show, every minute of the show, obviously it's impossible. It almost feels like we've almost talked about it too much to the point you could have accidentally known.
Yeah, it's come up more than once in the last 10 shows that, yes, D.A. has a new kid in his house.
D.A. is a da-da. No, a da-da.
It doesn't work. Somehow this is the thing that doesn't work with, yeah, D.A. Birth, D.A., but this, yeah, this doesn't.
Oh, by the way, we're what, 2 weeks away from Father's Day because that's Bob's bar weekend? Oh, man, is he going to be looking for bows that weekend, huh?
Here or there?
I mean,
at his home.
Whew, he is going to be, what is he going to have to get? Like a new smoker is going to come his way? A conquering hero for the first time?
He's
going to
take such a victory lap.
Oh, no. Man.
Yeah, no.
Do we have to get him cards? I don't know.
I disagree. He knows better. He's going to sit this one out. It's fresh off of childbirth. Early on, you can't expect anything. A card's all he should get.
I don't know. He's doing NFL Films videos with his cat.
There is that.
It's a whole thing going on. But DA back, I'm sure you're going to hear a lot of tales tomorrow. Will we get a cranky DA? I don't know. All right, we come back. I still got to get to the Ja Morant story. Plus, when a hero comes along with the strength to carry on, will that be a big deal for Miami? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.